This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan together with Lim Soo Ann with you for the next 1 hour. We hope you're having a happy Monday. Mm-hmm. As always, we have two stories for you. First up, a mega concert featuring 30 Malaysian musical acts from the 70s and 80s is being held to highlight their contributions and also to raise funds for struggling local musicians. So we'll be speaking to the people behind the concert to find out more.
And for our second story, as the country faces an increasing number of COVID-19 cases, we'll take a look at the urgent need for a health minister to be appointed to the cabinet. So in the meantime, if you have any thoughts as usual for either of our stories, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Right, so on to our first story. I'm just going to run down a couple of names here. Os Bombos, Roy and Fran, Memories, Seller High Five. If you were a local music fan in the 70s or 80s, which Suan clearly wasn't, she's mm-hmm. looking at me with a slightly puzzled look on her face. These are definitely names that will strike a very nostalgic note for you. And they are just some of the music acts from the 70s and 80s that are coming back together. For a mega concert that's being planned this weekend. So there are over 30 acts that are being featured in this concert. The show is called the Musicians for Musicians Benefit Concert, and it's happening this Sunday, the 15th of March, at the MIECC Mines Convention Centre.
Mm. And while the point of the night is definitely for people to let loose, to have fun, the concert also has a larger aim in mind, and that is to raise funds for struggling local musicians in their later years.
Mm. And the concert is being organised by Musicians for Musicians, which sits under the Persatuan Pemuzik Tempatan Selangor, which is a not-for-profit association that was created by professionals driven by a love for music. A lot of them, former or current musicians themselves. And Musicians for Musicians has taken on the difficult but necessary challenge of supporting our local musicians, you know, many of whom as contract workers, people who are part of what we now call the gig economy, don't have things like EPF or SOCSO. And so as they get older and, you know, come into either health or personal issues, when, say, demand for the kind of work they do is not as high as it used to be, they're actually unable to earn a livelihood. And this then, of course, makes the problems that they're facing even more difficult to manage.
Mm, that's right. So what Musicians for Musicians has done is they've put together this massive 8-hour concert with about 100 performers. And the idea is to both raise funds and highlight what an impact these musicians from the 70s and 80s, what impact they've had on our local music scene.
So to tell us more, we have someone on the line who knows much more than we do. President of Musicians for Musicians, Francis Danker, who himself is a musician. Francis, how did Musicians for Musicians come about and what was the idea behind setting up this organization?
We've been having a lot of problems with the musicians, with financial problems and medical problems, and when they get old and they got no EPF, SOCSO, nothing. So the only people they can fall back on are the musicians themselves now. So they come to us, and then we whoever can help donations, raise funds there. So we got together and said, I think we got to do something about this now. We cannot be going on like this. And the older they get, the more problems they get into. I was actually helping one of our musicians. He's called Fred. He used to play with Vernon and all that. He was on dialysis. And then when I met him at the old school, and then he said, Francis, I'm on dialysis now and I've still got to work. I said, I got to go for dialysis 3 times a week and I need about, $50 per session because I go to a temple and they give me a special rate. And then he says, I don't know how I'm going to cope with working at night. So I said, never mind. I told him I'll contribute $1,000 to you every month to pay for your dialysis plus your whatever medical requirements, And then you don't have to worry about working, You can work, you cannot work, you just look after yourself. Until he died, I did it for 5 years. And down the line, when I got an ex-guitarist of mine who's got muscle problems, you know, the same kind of problem with Mokhtar Dahari had, you know, all the muscles started deteriorating. And he can hardly walk, he can hardly hold the guitar, he's on a wheelchair. And I've been helping him also, you know, so it's about, you know, and it's so many more, you know, I keep on going on. My former bassist, Casper, he was put in a nursing home with his cancer problem and all. We have to pay for his. I paid $2,500 every month to hold him into that. He only lasted 3 months and then he died. And there's always a fundraising when somebody dies. It's no point doing a fundraising when somebody dies. You know, I feel we need to help them when they are alive. So that's why we decided to do this. Let's do something, you know, let's do something. And we do it among ourselves. All the musicians got together and let's just do something for our fellow musicians. That's how this whole thing came about.
So the concert then aims to raise 500,000 ringgit for struggling musicians. How do you plan to use the funds?
We're going to have a board of trustees kind of thing where there's a lawyer, there's a doctor, and then we as musicians, we sit down, we accept the problem and how much this person needs, because we don't want people to abuse this privilege. You know, when they know there's money there, everybody will come and give a sad story and they expect us to pay them. So we've got even a professional lawyer, a doctor. They're all musicians also, who will estimate how much can be, you know, give them a monthly allowance to keep them going. They will assess and they said, okay, let's give him $1,000 or let's give him $500 a month or $1,005 or whatever, because he's got to go through this, pay for that. That's how we can do.
And do you plan to continue holding activities and fundraising efforts for this cause?
Yeah. Next, we plan to do a collaboration with international artists, that is musicians, Kenny G or whatever, you know, because now our patron, Tang Sui Sai, is from JoJo Productions and she's got a lot of influence with foreign musicians. You know? So we thought bringing them down and then collaborate with our local musicians and maybe do a really big concert.
And to get back to the concert itself, it's 30 acts stretching from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. So who are some of the people that we'll be seeing performing on that day?
All these bands played during the 70s and 80s, like Blues Gang, Headwind, Zainal Abidin, Dato Zainal.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be on with Headwind. You know, all these people are coming back to play with their old mates, you know, bring them together. Most of them, I've given up playing for more than 30 years, and I'm playing with my band again, the Memories Band. So most of us have really stopped for a while, and a lot of them are flying in. Chris from Delta is coming in. They all, you know, they're from Auckland, New Zealand, from Roy and Fran. Roy is coming in from Perth. And then we got the Falcons. If you remember the Falcons, mm-hmm. they were 12-year-olds playing in on TV and all. They are coming in from Germany and from Russia and all. But these people are so excited and they all are coming in for this cause. And also, it's going to be a grand reunion now for all these musicians who, you know, haven't seen each other, you know, for donkey's years. So we're going to have a nice big hall. All the musicians will be there and it's going to be a really big reunion.
And what place do musicians like them hold within the Malaysian entertainment and cultural landscape?
They were at their peak during the 70s and 80s. So we must not forget these people who were there entertaining us and you know, giving us a good time when they were young, you know. And most of them who were seeing my band and all, they are grandfathers and grandmothers now. No, but it's just bringing back the old times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, these musicians today are actually the role models for the younger musicians. They look up at them because they were established those days, and so most of them are teaching and you know they are still in still doing the music.
Hmm. But with current precautions, you know, people taking precautions because of COVID-19, are you then concerned that that might impact the concert?
Yes. You see, now with the problems we're having with coronavirus and all this, so we don't know what is going to happen So at the moment, we've got one of our committee members at the state secretary waiting for the direction of whether the show is going to be on or not. But we're all ready. We all are on standby. Frankly speaking, we are already prepared and, you know, and fully prepared and for the show. And we are taking all the precautions. We've got thermal cameras, we've got security, we've got first aid, we've got doctor on standby. So we will make sure this is a problem-free concert and make sure that everybody who enters in will be healthy and, you know, and fit to go in. And everything will be contained in the hall itself. So there won't be anything out on the foyer and all that. So because we want everybody to be able to remain in the hall. And we will encourage those who are not feeling well, please try not to come.
And Francis, do you have any final words on the Musicians for Musicians Benefit concert?
We will encourage all those who are in the who are seeing these bands in the 70s and 80s at the Tomorrow Disco, the Glass Bubble. These are the venues where the bands were playing don't exist anymore. You know, and most of these bands don't exist anymore, so they haven't seen each other for 20, 30 years, and you're all coming back from all over the world to just for this reunion and just to do a good cause for all their fellow musicians. So I encourage all those who are in their 70s and 60s and 70s right now to come for this show and to bring back old times and look at all the photographs of all these venues like the Cellar, PJ, Pub Glass Bubble, Jaipuri, Tomorrow Disco, and the Merlin, the Region Club, the Tin Mine. You know, all these clubs have all the bands, and these are the bands who are going to be playing. So just come, and it will never happen anymore if you miss this opportunity. So every cent we raise is going towards this fund.
Thank you, Francis. That was Francis Danker, president of Musicians for Musicians, and also the Persatuan Pemusik. Let me make sure I got that right. The president also of the Persatuan Pemusik Tempatan Selangor, talking about the Musicians for Musicians benefit concert that's happening this weekend. You know, I think we tend not to think too much about these people who entertain us when we attend live shows. You know, music is something that we enjoy. We even invest a lot of our emotions in. But what happens to the people who are behind that music once those days are done? And who's, you know, who's, how are they being taken care of? That's not really something I think we give enough thought to.
And I think I know I'm guilty of that as well, right? Because even if you really, really like an artist, you follow their music, you go to all their concerts, you buy their merchandise, after a certain point, most of us tend to move on to someone else, or when they stop producing music, or when their music, the quality of the music somewhat drops, right? You somehow move on to someone else, you forget about them, and then you don't really think about how they can survive after that, especially when you look at local musicians or musicians who don't make it as big, right? Yeah. Because you won't have the funds to support you.
It's not like they have you know, royalties coming in for years and years. Yeah, you're right. And they survive very much on that live performance. And if their health goes, then that goes. I also think that it's great that Soxo is thinking about what people who work in the gig economy can do in terms of sustaining themselves in the future, in the same way people with, I suppose, regular employment have these kinds of benefits. And you know, it sounds like a great initiative on the part of Musicians for Musicians as well.
Because I think, like, when you think about the fans of these musicians, right, you grow old together. So after a certain point, probably you have your own commitments. You may not be able to go to their concerts anymore. So I think I'm really happy that there are the government is thinking of ways to sort of help them ensure that they have sustainability in their funds for their health and, you know, as they grow older through old age as well.
Yeah, and in terms of the fundraising that Musicians for Musicians is doing, this idea of creating a sustainable long-term fund that they can apply to as as an allowance or when things get bad, I think that's something that has potential as well. And I hope it's something that our government, once things settle down a bit, would also look into as part of the, you know, whether we have a Ministry of Culture or whether it's tourism, because musicians are a very big part of what makes up our cultural landscape.
And, you know, and if you look at the lineup, right, so many 70s and 80s musicians, if you're a fan, you probably do want to check it out.
It's, or if you're like Sue Ann and you don't know half of them, then here's your chance to get to know who they are.
Exactly. So if you are interested to attend a concert, it is happening this Sunday, the 15th of March, from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's 8 hours, at the MIECC, Mines Convention Centre. You can find tickets at airasiaredtix.com.
Well, that is all the time we have for that today. But you can continue to tweet us your thoughts at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. We will be back after a short break. But here, for a little taster of what you will get from that concert and also to bring back some fond memories, the Alley Cats with Andainya Aku Pergi Dulu.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.